Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Erin Grajek. I'm the president and CEO of the Botanical Gardens, and I'd like to welcome you here today. Today marks an incredible historic moment, not only for the Botanical Gardens, but for our entire community. I'm pleased to welcome you all to celebrate this special moment with us as we break ground on a long-awaited, highly anticipated expansion and renovation project. I'd like to introduce New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, who's been a champion of this project and the Botanical Gardens for many years. This project would not be possible without New York State's significant investment, and we are grateful for your generosity and support. Thank you for joining us today to celebrate this historic moment. Governor Hochul.
Wow. First of all, this is a homecoming for me. No, I mean, I was born right there across the street. I was born at Our Lady of Victory Hospital, and this neighborhood is just part of my story. And as a little girl, I would take my naps when I was about 3 or 4 years old in my parents' bed, and on their dresser was a picture of their wedding right in front of this building. So to me, this is always a magical place where mom and dad had their wedding pictures. And so as they brought us here as children, because when you grow up and, you know, dad had worked at the steel plant down the road, the trailer park still there, this is where you came for vacation, right? You didn't have a lot of money to go on fancy trips. You came here. You thought you were going to the tropics. You thought you were going to a desert. I mean, you could use your imagination to just think of all the places around the world that you probably were never going to get to in person, but your mind was activated. And I know that dream is still there for so many people. And I want to thank the people who brought us here. Erin Grajek, who's doing an extraordinary job as the president and CEO. I want to commend you for your leadership. It's a big day. Probably the only person happier than you, Erin, is your 10-year-old son, Miles, who got out of school today. Right, Miles? Well, you must be really proud of your mom. Tricia Luciani, our board chair, let's give her a round of applause as well. And we have a very special guest here, traveled some distance, our former CEO and president, Dave Swartz. If you do not know him, he has been gone a little while, not too long, but he spent a decade of his life as the chairman and CEO of this institution. Before that, he had been in public life, and we worked closely together. But literally, I think my first trip home after going to Albany, after I became governor, Dave wanted me to come here, sit in his office, look at some plans. He showed me the plans, and I was hooked. And I knew that we could, with support from the state, which I would actually have a little more say over as the governor, that we could make some real magic happen here. And so I was proud in April of 2022, my very first budget, to announce significant funding to do, to implement a vision here. So Dave, I want to give you a lot of credit for having the vision and the connections to be able to get this over the finish line. So welcome to you and Susan, your wife, who's been at your side for such a long time. But it's also a chance to thank our elected officials. This is, you know, something that I know our county executive is enormously proud of. This is also his hometown and a place that he gathered often as a child. And I want to thank Mark Cohen-Kay for the county stewardship for this great project. Our Mayor Chris Scanlon has joined us as well. Mayor Scanlon, thank you for being here and all your support for this. The representatives of this area, the two elected officials of this particular property in Albany, are Senator April Baskin and Assemblymember Pat Burke. Thank you for, again, your enormous support for this. Senator Sean Ryan and Assemblymember John Rivera, neighboring elected officials, but also this is a regional asset. This is for the entire region. Indeed, it's an incredible jewel for the state of New York, and I'm proud to be here. It's hard to think about this place, though, without recognizing the life and legacy of Mark Mortensen, who really just drove this so hard and would have liked nothing more, I'm sure, than to be here on this day. And our thoughts go out to him, his family, and what a loss for all of us. But also, this is a place beloved by so many. And a $31 million investment signals that this community matters. And sometimes people who live here all their lives, they overlook how extraordinary this community is, this place. I mean, you have one of the most beautiful basilicas in the country right across the street. And we got to make Father Baker a saint someday, right? Can we keep that going, everybody? Can we just keep that going? I just want to put out that we have an American Pope, okay? We're going to go have a little chat. I know he knows where Lackawanna is on a map, so, but you know, that's a place that my mom went to school right there. My grandpa was the track coach at Father Baker. We always saw my uncles running around this beautiful property. And it's such a tight-knit community here. And those who either live in Lackawanna, live in West New York, or just true lovers of the extraordinary presentation of God's greatest gift to us, nature and plants and flowers right here, all of you are part of something quite extraordinary. For 125 years, this place has been here. So people who came long before and people who came long after us will take note of what we did when we were the stewards of this place. Didn't just let it stay, but had to fix many of the deteriorating structures. You know, the conservatory is so beautiful now. And I remember the light shows we used to see before the pandemic struck. But a 120,000 square foot expansion so we can have a better gathering space and more programming for children and just welcome generations to come. Not even kids born yet will be coming to this place because we cared enough to make an investment and say, this community matters, the botanical gardens matter, and the future for this community matters as well. So I look at this, you welcome over 100,000 people every year. That's extraordinary. We have many other assets in the state that don't claim that many people who are drawn to this place of comfort and solace, especially when the weather's bad outside. I loved coming here during snowstorms with my kids, right? Let them walk around, little pretend they're outside. And so this is always going to be such a significant part of our community. And it has an economic impact, over $5 million. Don't underestimate that. That's me every time I come to the gift shop. I walk out with all kinds of loot. But I know we can double those numbers, right? We can hit 200,000. Why not? And I'll help promote this. The state of New York will help promote this even more. That's my commitment to you. And we can double the economic impact. So right up there with places like Klein Hands, who we invested in, and Fort Niagara and the aquarium and children's museums and other places, this is part of what makes this place so incredibly special. So I just want to tell you, I'm so glad it worked out that I could be here for this celebration. As Marv Levy used to say, where would you rather be than right here, right now, right, Bills fans? So this is a humbling experience for me to come back as governor. as someone who's born over there, raised in this community, treasure this institution and be able to help with $12 million from the state. So congratulations to everyone involved. I cannot wait to come back December 18th, 2026.
That's the day.
I will proudly come back as your governor to say we're cutting the ribbon on the next chapter for the Botanical Garden. So thank you, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Thank you, Governor Hochul, for your leadership and all you do to support cultural organizations across New York State. There's also a swag bag for you, so you don't have to shop. Or you can do that too. Much like a thriving plant that has become too large for its pot, the Botanical Gardens has outgrown its current spaces, and we are ready to grow beyond the glass. As our success and programmatic demand continue to soar over the years, we recognize the need to renovate exhibits in our existing conservatory, enhance our outdoor gardens, and expand our campus to meet the needs of our community. I'd like to introduce our board chair, Tisha Luciani, to give us a bit of background on the project.
Thanks, Erin. Good morning, everybody. Wow, isn't this wonderful today? Like, it felt like this was never going to happen. I feel like I have to pinch myself, but so glad that we're here today. But early concept of this project were planted in 2014, and the project really took root in 2019 as we began fundraising under the leadership of former President and CEO David Schwartz. Dave, so great to see you here today. Glad you could be here. As you all know, the year 2020 created more challenges and uncertainty and brought an abrupt halt to our fundraising efforts. But like the gracious plant that we are, we didn't stop growing. In 2022, David Schwartz graciously passed the torch to newly appointed President and CEO Mark Mortensen, and we quickly regained momentum and have been propelling forward ever since. Mark's vision for this project became a turning point in bringing us to this historic moment. Mark was a visionary leader who embodied our wow, wonder, and welcome philosophy, enriching the experience of every guest who visited our gardens. His warmth, generosity, and dedication made a lasting impact on all who had the privilege of knowing him. Mark's passion for this project inspired us every day, and we wish more than anything that he could have been here today to be part of this historic moment. Since stepping into her role, Erin Grajak has not only brought a steady hand, but a clear vision that has been instrumental in bringing this project to the starting line. Her leadership has strengthened partnerships, energized the team, and moved this project forward with purpose and heart. Today's groundbreaking is more than the beginning of a building. It is the continuation of a mission to connect people with nature, beauty, and learning. And we couldn't ask for a better leader to carry that mission forward. As the governor's suggested, our expansion and renovation project includes over 14,000 square feet of renovated spaces, over 16,000 square feet of new construction, and over 90,000 square feet of renovated and new outdoor gardens. This short project will have a huge impact, and we anticipate our grand opening will take place in early 2027. We hope to see you all there. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the 14,000 square feet and the 16,000 square feet. We have renovated a brand new play space inside the conservatory that's presented by Wegmans. A beautiful like butterfly experience. Has anyone heard about it? I'm pretty sure everybody has. It opened to rave reviews in June. A brand new welcome center with a new entrance, drop-off circle, gift shop, garden market cafe, and many visitor amenities. A learning lab consisting of two new dedicated classrooms. The canopy, which is going to be a beautiful event space to seat over 300 guests. Gardens galore. 90,000 square feet of outdoor gardens are going to be renovated and added to our campus. A horticulture center will be transformed for a workplace for our horticulturists, gardeners, and volunteers, and many, many new sustainable initiatives like solar panels, stormwater management, energy efficient designs, and EV chargers. Our mission to deepen the connection between people and plants through beautiful gardens and extraordinary experiences will be furthered by providing additional programming like field trips, summer camps, adult education, community events, exhibits, art collaborations, and so much more. These foundational programs and amenities will ensure that generations and families will come to have a place for learning, celebrating, and connecting with nature for another 125 years. This historic transformation will also provide our nonprofit with decades of growth and sustainability. Today, we are announcing the public phase of our capital campaign, Growing Beyond the Glass. To date, we've raised over 94% of our funding needed to complete this project. And today, we have $2 million to go. And I'd like to thank Dave Swartz for being an integral part of that fundraising effort. And Ted Pietchek, who's here, who also led the charge way back in the day when we were all talking about this project. So thank you for helping us get here today. $2 million is not a lot when you talk about a $31 million project, and we know this community can rally around this project and help us get over our goal. We have the incredible honor of managing the day-to-day operations of this beautiful historic landmark that is owned by Erie County. Thank you for your continued support and championship of our organization and helping us to bring our expansion and renovation project to reality. Now please join me in welcoming one of our biggest supporters, a gentleman who likes to golf in South Park and call the Botanical Gardens home, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
Thank you, Erin. Good morning to all, especially Miles. Congratulations on getting out of school. I got a good picture of you with the governor, so I'll make sure you get it by the end of the day. Today is a great day that we didn't necessarily know was going to occur. If you know about this project and what it took to get here, there were a lot of fits and starts. And first, I want to thank the team at the Buffalo and Erie County Botanical Garden Society for your incredible dedication to this project. It started with David, and it was in 2019 when we had a press conference in one of the gardens halls talking about the commitment that Erie County would make back then. It changed over time, and of course, Mark took over when David retired, and then we lost Mark sadly. But Aaron has led the team tremendously since then. And here we are today celebrating an addition to a building that, as the governor noted, is 125 years old. When this was planned, it was in the late 1800s. Buffalo was booming at that point. At the time it was created, it was the third largest botanical gardens conservatory in the United States and the ninth largest in the world. When people see the botanical gardens for the first time, especially our friends and neighbors who visit our community, they're shocked because this is not what you normally see in a mid-sized city in the United States. You'll see this in London. You'll see this in New York City. But this is an example of the forethought, of our forefathers and mothers who understood that to have a community that you can be proud of, you got to go big. And that's what this additional project is. It's going big to build on the legacy of the past to ensure that this facility, the main gardens buildings, of course, are here for more than another 125 years, but that we're able to take advantage of what this brings to our greater community, the opportunity to truly take advantage of what people want to do, which is hold weddings here and hold events and ensure that those old buildings, which have a lot of expenses associated with them to upkeep them, continue for decades to come. I want to thank my partners in government. Of course, the governor had to leave, but New York State is contributing the largest share of this project. So thank you to the governor, as well as to Senator Baskin, Assemblymember Burke, as well as Senator Ryan and Assemblymember Rivera for their support of this project. That money would not be here without all of their support. I certainly want to thank my partners in county government from the Erie County Legislature who supported this project. The county is putting in $7 million in total towards this project, and we're doing it for many reasons, including we own this place. So we have a responsibility to invest it in the future. So I want to thank my partners in county government. As there were changes with regards to leadership with the Botanical Gardens Society, there were also changes in Erie County. Senator Baskin was Chair Baskin during a lot of that period, and I thank her for her support during that period, and of course, Chairman Myers in the legislature today. The Botanical Gardens buildings are owned by Erie County, but the park is in the city of Buffalo, South Park. I believe it's the crown jewel of the Olmsted system because it's the only park that's really very similar to the original Olmsted design. So thank you to Mayor Scanlon and his team for your investments in the park. And to all, I just want to say 125 years ago, they opened this facility here. And they opened it knowing that people in the future would enjoy it. But I don't think they truly realized the impact it would have on our greater community. Here we are today making a major investment in the Botanical Gardens buildings and the expansion project. This is something that we can all be proud of. When our careers are all over and we come to the Botanical Gardens and we see the people that are coming here, we're going to realize that this was a project that made a difference in our community. And that is something we will all be proud of. It's all part of our legacy. I want to thank you all for being here. I certainly want to thank my partners in Erie County government from the Department of Public Works, as well as the Department of Environment and Planning, which have played a key role in making this project move forward. I hope we are going to do the official opening in December of 26. That means there will be two buildings that will have opened up in 26 that are very, very important to this community. This one, and of course another one in Orchard Park, and it just goes to show what happens when people come together to invest in our community. We can invest in assets like the Buffalo Bills and the Botanical Gardens, two kind of completely different organizations, but something that we will always be proud of. So thank you to all who made this a reality, and let's keep this project on time and on budget.
And I would be remiss if I didn't say go Bills. Thank you, County Executive, for your continued championship and unwavering support. Now I'd like to introduce our good friend, Mayor Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Erin. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to one of our most cherished cultural and environmental landmarks here in Buffalo Olmsted Park, South Park, here in South Buffalo, and a Mark Pullen Cars 9-iron away from Lackawanna.
It's about a 9-iron.
Right? Right, pretty close.
Yeah.
Wedge. Yeah. On a good day, right? Yeah. But before I go any further, I just want to thank our tremendous partners in government, you know, Governor Kathy Hochul and her commitment to not just Buffalo, but all of New York State and the tremendous partnership she's established throughout the state on behalf of Buffalo and New Yorkers. I want to thank Erie County Executive Mark Pullenkars for his partnership and his collaboration. Since becoming mayor, we've worked on several initiatives together that have been very successful, and I want to thank him and everyone at the county for their tremendous partnership. To our other partners in state government, thank you for bringing the resources to this project. As the county executive mentioned, the governor, the state legislature working together, the result of that is the funds coming here, so thank you all for bringing it to this location. To Erin, I want to thank you for your stewardship of this incredible place and what you're doing here to push the botanical gardens forward in the years to come. To Tisha and the board, I want to thank you. This is a long time coming. This is a long time in the making, and it would have been very easy to throw in the towel, I'm sure, at several instances. The county executive mentioned the stops and starts and things like that. So I want to thank the board for your continued commitment to this project. And to others that were involved, you know, Dave Schwartz and I had a lot of meetings about this project and a lot of conversations, and it's so great to have Dave here getting this project up and running, Mark stepping in when he did and energizing the project and pushing it forward, and now to Erin, you getting it across the finish line. I want to thank all of you for that. This is an incredible addition to this community, to this specific location, and it's going to benefit for people for years to come. This is a historic moment, and not just for the botanical gardens, but for the entire city. You're talking about a $31 million transformational expansion and renovation that'll breathe new life into this space and to the programs and create a more vibrant, welcoming, and accessible place for everyone. As South District Council member, I mentioned, had a lot of conversations with Dave over the years and provided funding to the botanical gardens to make sure that it remains one of the most cherished places here and assets here in the city. And I'm so excited to see this project move forward. And you know, I often talk about partnerships and collaboration. This is a prime example of that. City, county, state, nonprofit, all working together to make sure that we are accomplishing what we can on behalf of our residents. So whether it's field trips or weddings, family outings, or quiet afternoon among the different offerings here, this has something for everyone to experience. And because of this expansion, we'll be able to get more people through the doors, more people to experience this fantastic place. So again, to all the partners responsible, and to the visitors who keep this place going. As the governor mentioned, 100,000 people, $5 million, those are not small numbers. And thank you. So thank you to all the visitors who take part here. And because of this, we'll now be able to get more of them in here to experience what so many people have been able to for the past 125 years and for the next 125 years. So look forward to seeing you on December 18th next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, for your longtime support of the Botanical Gardens.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd like to welcome New York State Senator April Baskin, who has been a longtime supporter and champion and friend of the Botanical Gardens.
Good morning, everyone. Such a glorious day to begin a process that we've worked a long time on. I want to congratulate Aaron for your hard work picking up the torch. I think of you, I think of one of my favorite Bible scriptures. A lot of Christians re-quote it to say that God will allow some to plant, some to water, but then God gives the increase. And I believe Dave planted and Mark watered, and the increase is going to come under your leadership. So congratulations to you, my friend. I don't want to put words in the county executive's mouth, so I'll tell you what I think I heard him say. I think he went to the window and said, "I'm just checking on my golf course." Yeah. Is that what you said? Okay, quoted accurately. Congratulations, county executive, because whether it's the Botanical Gardens, your golf course, the Albright Knox, Renaissance Commerce Park, the Bill Stadium. We need more leaders, I think, right now that treat the assets of the community like it's their own. And so the love that you have for Erie County is clearly shown through the growth of this project. I'm very proud of you because this was one of the things that I witnessed firsthand you fight for. So congratulations today to our acting mayor, Scanlon. Thank you so much for your leadership. Empire State Development, my friends there, thank you. And all of my colleagues in the state legislature, including the governor. I'm proud to stand here today and to say that I will proudly stand behind her commitment to make sure that this project reaches over the finish line. It's great to see Dave here. We were kind of joking and shooting the breeze, a couple of elected officials, mostly Assemblymember Burke started the teasing, but we started teasing about how Dave used to harass us about his vision. And I remember in 2019, I had just become the chair of the legislature. He immediately reached out right before our budget process, and he said he wanted me to come by and look at the grounds and look at it through a different eye of just being a resident of Buffalo. And we walked through the gardens, and he showed me all of his vision, and then he started to tell me about his long service in public service as an elected representative, and his time in the county, and what he did. And I thought, wow, this is such a complex, well-lived, well-served resident of Erie County. And so after that, that was it. That was the commercial. That was the nice. That was the appetizer. Every day, Dave called our office leading up to the budget process and wanted to know, was I going to fight for this project? And I remember thinking, like, man, that man should be tired by now. I don't know how he's so, like into this. He's done all this stuff in his life. And I have to say, Dave, seeing you here today, it is just really remarkable. And I can only hope that no matter what season I'm in my life, that I am as passionate about what it is that I'm doing as you have been. And no matter how many times I retire or I change hats, I want to call people every single day about whatever it is that God has before me to make sure that it gets done. So congratulations to you, friend, and thank you for being here today. And to Mark, my friend, who I miss terribly. I'm so glad that he watered this ground. I'm so grateful for the time that we had with him and the fact that we are here today because of his tutelage and what he gave to the Botanical Gardens as well. So one round of applause for Mark, who I believe is with us today. You know, this really is, as our acting mayor said, a gem of our community. And being someone who is raising kids on a single income, you know, it is important. Like the governor reflected about her memories being a kid coming here with her family. It's important for families to be able to have assets like this, to be able to come on the weekends or after school and enjoy. And I'm so glad that we in Buffalo have such historical monuments such as the gardens. And when I think about the title of this project, Growing Beyond the Glass, how fitting. How fitting. We all right now, during this time in our country, need to grow from where we have been and where we currently are. So I look forward to continuing to grow with this project. And yes, the county executive said it. When I was a county legislator, I had the privilege of making sure that public dollars supported this initiative. And now in the state Senate, I will do exactly the same. I think about all the local businesses that are going to benefit from the revenue that is generated and how it's going to just pour over and just make this entire region richer, more attractive, and the gardens will continue to grow. So you guys like my dress? I wore it just for this event. It's such a girl sometimes. It's perfect. I'm so proud of the gardens, and I'm so excited to look beyond the glass. God bless you. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for your championship and support of the Botanical Gardens over the years. Thank you. And for wearing a beautiful dress. That's very on brand, you know, just saying. I'd like to welcome New York State Assemblyman Pat Burke, another South Buffalo native who's supported the Botanical Gardens in many capacities, and most recently helping to bring our new play space to life. So thank you.
I think I'm the sixth speaker, so I know I will make it quick. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, everyone. I don't want to repeat what everyone has already said, but I do want to certainly recognize Dave Schwartz. And for me, I have this really... I'm sort of having this moment. I was elected in 2013 and was seated in 2014. And being a South Buffalo guy, these political figures that you heard about your whole life, they're kind of larger than life. So, you know, Jimmy Griffin, Dave Schwartz, Chris's dad, John Scanute Scanlon, there's all these people that are these figures. And so the first call I got after I was seated in my office was from Dave Schwartz. I was like, I made it. Dave Schwartz is calling me. And I was so excited, and we had a meeting, and that meeting went for about 4 hours. No, it was at least two, but and then he called the next day. And then I was like, oh, great, Dave Schwartz is calling. And then he called the next day. I was like, Dave Schwartz is calling. Aside from, I actually love those conversations. I enjoyed the conversation about his vision. I love the conversations and life lessons and political lessons he was giving me. It was really invaluable. But the lesson he was really giving me is that if you want to succeed in anything, right, the greatest trait is stick-to-itiveness.
Right.
I wasn't saying no. I was just saying, I'll do what I can. We'll see. And then that was never good enough. And so when someone keeps sticking to it, you get knocked down, you get up, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. A lot of people would have given up. That was 11 years ago, and here we are today. It takes a unique leader, and then a unique group of people, because leadership isn't just about your characteristics, but the people you surround yourself with. And so he did that. And then he when it was time for him to move on, he entrusted it to a really great person, Mark Mortensen, who I'm sure most of you know him, was really just a lovely human being, someone full of light and positive energy, and someone we, of course, wish was here with us. So, and then, which led us to Aaron. Aaron, you really are someone who symbolizes the stick-to-itiveness in the leadership of the people, in the energy of the people that have come before you in this position. So I want to give you and Mark and Dave your recognition, and if we could just all give them one last round of applause. And you're right, it's only $2 million more dollars, so we'll, I'm sure we'll figure it out. So I'm happy to figure that out with you too. All right, thank you all very much.
Well, I'm going to follow in Dave's footsteps, and I won't leave you alone. So so thank you all for your thoughtful words and unwavering support. No one gave me a time limit, and with 11 years of thank yous, I've got a list. So bear with me. Obviously, Governor Kathy Hochul, Empire State Development, especially Hope Knight and Mo Zimbundu, thank you for your constant support. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, the entire team at Erie County, especially Jason Hurley, Bill Geary, Tracy Sahaki, Chris Strauss, Natalie Tan, Kristen Walder, Rich Stanton, and Mark Roundtree. Members of the Erie County Legislature, past and present, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Congressman Tim Kennedy, Walt Cook is here with us. There he is, Walt. Tim was unable to join us this morning, but he's with us in spirit. Senator April Baskin, Senator Sean Ryan, the Assemblyman Pat, or New York State Assemblyman Pat Burke, Assemblymember Crystal People Stokes, Mayor Chris Scanlon, and other elected officials that have supported this project. Thank you all. We wouldn't be here without you, so thank you for your support. The entire design team from Turner Construction and Wendell Companies. I know most of you are here today, especially Steve Perrigo, Sam Aria, Jim Hickey, Ann Casey, Betsy McGee, Scott Neal, Chris Osterhout, Tom Reynolds, and Dan Leonard. Our partners at Campus Construction, John Cleary and Sean Sullivan, the Ralph Wilson C. Jr. Foundation, the Margaret L. Wendt Foundation, John R. O'Shea Foundation, William and Ann Swan Foundation, KeyBank, and M&T Bank. Those are some big hitters in our community, and we're so grateful to have them behind us to build this momentum on this project. Marianne Cressy, we miss her. I'm not sure if Claire is here. I didn't see her. But Claire, her daughter, was planning to attend. But Marianne Cressy started this project and started fundraising with these efforts, and we miss her dearly. Mishy Needham, you've been with us. There she is, been with this project just as long as I have, 19 years of good fun, so thank you. Phil Snyder, he's also been a champion of this project and in every meeting, doing everything he could to move it forward. Dave Swartz, thank you for getting us here and starting this project. Everyone said such wonderful words. He wasn't calling me every day, he was in my office every day, so. I know, what are we gonna do? And we figure it out, right? Ted Pietchek, thank you very much for supporting this project way back in the day and getting us here. Chuck Kreiner, Tisha Luciani, thank you for your support. And Kim Nason, for you and your entire team at Phillips Lytle move this project forward, so thank you. To our dedicated and engaged board of directors, thank you for being partners on this journey, providing unmatched support, great advice, and for being the most well-rounded, thoughtful group of professionals that's dedicated to the success of this organization. To our talented staff, thank you. I'm so grateful for each of you. You each play a dynamic role in making this organization a success, and I appreciate everything you do. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for believing in this organization and calling the Botanical Gardens your professional home. I'm lucky to work by your side, and I look forward to building this organization with you. Shauna, our marketing manager, thank you for all your extra effort you put into today's event over the last several months. It's been a roller coaster, and you've done an incredible job staying true to our brand and making things extra special. Joe Mannion, my ride or die, where is he? Right here. I'm grateful for your deep commitment and constant support. Thank you for being my partner in crime and moving seamlessly over the last 9 months. I'm so very proud of the healthy and vibrant organization the staff and board have built together over the last few years. So thank you to everyone who's involved. All right, now I have to do my family just quick, because this is basically an Oscar speech. to my family, nice shirt, Dad, and nice necklace, Mom. Always on brand, always showing up. To my husband, Mark, you're my rock. I couldn't ask for a more supportive partner. And to Miles, you are my heart, buddy. Thank you for coming today and ditching school. Thank you for believing me and in me and supporting me and loving the Botanical Gardens just as much as everybody else in this room. Thank you. And finally, thank you to Kurt Maranto, who was not able to be with us today. He was Mark's husband. And to our dear friend Mark, we deeply miss Mark every day and wish he could be here to celebrate with us. We'd like to dedicate today to Mark for his tireless work to move this project forward. We know you're here with us today, and you would be ready for any possible project pivot tomorrow. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all your hard work and for being with us today. We invite you to join us inside the conservatory after the program if you'd like to enjoy the butterfly experience. And please remember to grab a plant and a gift on your way out. Thank you all for taking the time to be here with us this morning as we break ground on this incredible project and kick off the public phase of our capital campaign, Growing Beyond the Glass. Have a great day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.